time I tried, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and put all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one night stand. I'll accept it any way that I can, cause I ain't your man. I'll try for whatever it's worth. Just remember who played who first, yeah. Yo, welcome back to Coco Yaps, where we keep it cute, keep it blunt, and keep it realer than your last situationship. I'm your girl Coco, and today we're getting into it. Why do the most ran through men have the most to say about women? Because I need to know. Like, baby, you've been passed around more than a hookah at a lounge, but suddenly you got dating standards? Sit down. Okay, let's start here. You've got dudes out here with body counts higher than gas prices in July, talking about, I want a woman who's pure and not ran through. Sir, you are ran through. Your body is more experienced than Times Square tour guide. How you out here preaching celibacy when your entire rotation knows each other by first name? It's always the ones with the least self-control trying to police women's bodies. Why is that? I'll tell you why. It's ego. They're not trying to find a woman to love. They're trying to find a woman to control. Let's talk facts. A lot of these so-called alpha men are just tired. They had their little run in the streets, broke some hearts, probably got a few secret kids out there, and now they want to settle down, but only with a good girl who never had a past. Make it make sense. You want to be selective now after giving your heart, your body to everyone with lashes and a waistline? Please. Meanwhile, you shaming women who are healed, grown, and know what they want. Why? Because you know they won't put up with you. This isn't about standards. This is about fear. Some men aren't looking for love. They're looking for submission disguised as tradition. They want a woman who will never question their dusty behavior because that's how they keep feeling like the man in the relationship. But guess what? Real men don't need to tear women down to feel worthy. So if your value only shows up when you're devaluing someone else, especially women, then you were never valuable to begin with. You're just loud. So to all the ran-through men with loud opinions, worry less about women's past and more about their presence, their healing, and their habits. Because being loud doesn't make you right. And being bitter doesn't make you wise. You're just loud, tired, and probably need therapy. And ladies, don't let these men with mismatch socks and four baby mamas tell you your worth. Period. That's all I got for today. I'll be back tomorrow yapping about more dating, delusion, modern love, and calling out the hypocrites one sip at a time. Stay bold, stay beautiful, and keep your standards higher than these men's ego. Bye.